Warning. This story contains details readers may find disturbing. T. Hunter Bay, a woman accused in the 2020 stabbing death of her 11-year-old son, has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder. The trial against Courtney LaBelle opened before presiding judge Justice John Frigeau in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Tuesday, following jury selection on Monday. LaBelle was arraigned on one count of second-degree murder and one count of aggravated assault, to which she pleaded not guilty. The charges stem from an incident that took place in the early morning hours of January 1, 2020 at a Victoria Avenue West residence. Police received a 911 call from the residence that a youth had been stabbed. LaBelle was arrested at the scene. A publication ban ordered by the court prevents the publication of the victim's name. In his opening statement, Crown Attorney Andrew Sadler told the jury the evidence presented during the course of the trial will show that LaBelle knowingly stabbed her son 31 times, resulting in his death. I ask you to pay particular attention to those aspects of the evidence that will help you determine that Courtney LaBelle was aware of what she was doing, was aware of what was happening, he said. My submission will be that the evidence will help you reach the conclusion that she knew the injuries she inflicted upon her son would result in his death. According to Sadler, of the 31 stab wounds to the victim, 10 penetrated vital organs including the heart, lungs, liver, and spleen. The victim also exhibited 8 defensive wounds, which Sadler said was indicative of him fighting for his life. Once you have heard the evidence in this case, I anticipate you will have little difficulty being satisfied that Courtney LaBelle stabbed her son, causing his death, Sadler said. The main issue in this trial will be her awareness of her actions and the likely consequences of those actions. On Tuesday, the Crown called LaBelle's father, Eugene LaBelle, to testify. In late 2019, Eugene LaBelle was in Thunder Bay to help his children pack up their mother's belongings, after she passed away earlier that year. The victim was staying with Eugene LaBelle's partner at his youngest daughter's residence on Victoria Avenue West. On the night of December 31, 2019, Eugene LaBelle returned to the Victoria Avenue residence, leaving his 3 children at their mother's residence on Young Crescent. He testified that he fell asleep in a chair and woke up at one point in the night to Courtney LaBelle standing in the living room. They did not speak, but he said he believed now that she was at the home to care for the children, he could go back to sleep in the bedroom. Eugene LaBelle testified further that he was woken up again sometime later to a muffled sound coming from the living room. When he went to investigate, he saw Courtney LaBelle standing over the victim. I thought she was punching, but when I got closer, I thought she had a stick, but it turned out she had a knife, he said. I could see the knife. So I ran and tried to grab her arm to stop her from stabbing down. I caught her hand, but it broke through twice. The only way I could stop her was I wound up and gave her a punch. It knocked her off balance. I was able to continue wrestling the knife out of her hand. During the struggle, Eugene LaBelle received a cut under his chin that required stitches, resulting in the aggravated assault charge against Courtney LaBelle. He was eventually able to subdue Courtney LaBelle and held her down with his body while she screamed at him to let her go. He called to his partner to call 911. I didn't want to let her go, Eugene LaBelle said. But at the same time, I'm thinking about the little boy laying there, but I can't get up to help him. I can't get up to help him. I couldn't. It seemed like an eternity before the police came. During cross-examination by defense counsel Gil Labini, Eugene LaBelle was asked about his daughter's drug use. He said that as a father he was concerned, but could not comment on the extent of her addiction. Labini also asked about Courtney LaBelle's state in the early morning hours of January 1, 2020. If I were to suggest to you that she was acting strange and in a bizarre manner, would you agree with me? Labini asked. Not so much strange. Just quiet, Eugene LaBelle said. In terms of her state during the attack, Labini asked Eugene LaBelle if he was able to determine if she was on drugs. I'm sure you didn't have a chance to look in her eyes to see whether they were glazed over or if her eyes were even open, Labini asked. No, he replied. Also called to testify on Tuesday was Det. Const. Patrick Wilson with the Thunder Bay Police Service's Forensic Identification Unit. Wilson took the jury through scene photos of the Victoria Avenue residence, which included images of a large area of blood-like staining on the living room floor. Wilson also testified that a knife was found in the living room with blood-like staining on the blade and handle. Testimony will continue on Wednesday. The trial is scheduled for 3 weeks.